The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey guys!
It's happening
with Snooki
and Joey.
Brock,
all right, well, welcome to the show, bitches. Joey is still wasted from last night, so we apologize that this was a little late. But Joey, you know, he's busy on tour with Kush, cheating on me.
We got a jam-packed schedule this week. We're doing back-to-back shows and multiple. And we've got planes, trains, and automobiles. Just to please the Crusaders this week. We have big appearances this week.
Are you okay?
Nicole, I swear to God, and Crusaders, I do apologize.
Oh my God!
I know that Crusaders love when I'm fucked up. It's like literally, I moved my flight because I was too hungover to like get on my 10:30 flight, so I switched to 3. And now,
okay, so talking about that, so Crusaders, we have our live shows next week. So we have Staten Island on Thursday, and then Friday's Boston. So, you know, I ended up booking us flights because I'm like, Joey, we're not doing the fucking drive again. The last time we did the drive to Boston, it was like 6 hours. We wanted to kill ourselves. We were hungover. It was so annoying. So I got a flight for us to get to Boston. I didn't book our flight till like 2 o'clock the next day so we can rest.
Oh my God, thank God. We were driving. Mm-hmm. I would never expect Nicole to drive because she's a woman. Not a woman can't drive, I think, but she's like, you know, she's a princess. So I had to drive.
Well, I was still drinking, that's why.
She was still drunk as well. And I was being so dramatic because we were trapped literally for 12 hours and my sciatica was kicking up.
Oh my God, Joey was dying. I was flipping out because I didn't want to sit anymore. So yeah, Boston, we are not doing that anymore. We are flying to you. But then we also have a club appearance. I have a club appearance after the show. So where is it? Memoir?
No. Memoir, yeah. But ooh! Big Night Live is the name of the show that we're going to be at. Freak. And then you're going to be at the club. Is it the same house or we have to move?
No, we have to move. Well, so we got to get like a car service. Yeah, but so get your tickets, bitches. Link in bio, linktree.com/Snooki is all the tickets. And then we also have Morristown. So we are getting it in. And
Staten Island.
You, bitches.
Yeah, let's Staten Island. Staten Island, we're at the St. George Theater this Thursday.
The who?
The St. George Theater this Thursday. And in Staten Island. And I'll be exposing myself live on camera. And I think Poppy's going to be there. And he'll also be exposing himself.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, so I'm in Buffalo, New York right now, and I didn't know how far.
Oh, damn.
I can see Canada from my window.
How cool.
Have you been up here?
Yeah, I've been to Buffalo before. I used to do club appearances when, like, Jersey Shore was, like, crazy insane. I used to do club appearances there, and it was always such a good freaking time.
These people drink, and they party. Like, it's like...
Because they have nothing else to do in freaking Buffalo.
I guess so. Can I say something on the record here?
Are you gonna talk shit?
A little bit. Like
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you know such a foodie. What is my alarm's going wrong? you know, I'm such a foodie, and like, you know, the buffalo wings are invented here, and I thought I was gonna come here and the buffalo wings are gonna blow my bussy off. And it's like,
why? Because you're in Buffalo?
because that's where they came from. Isn't that what they invented here?
I don't know.
They
I
were
think, I don't
buffalo.
know.
It's buffalo wings. It's not from a buffalo's fucking ass. It's a buffalo. It's not from a buffalo. It's
You just said it's
buffalo.
not in Buffalo.
No, it's from here. It's not from the animal buffalo, because it's not
Okay. All
chicken. It's chicken.
right, so you're saying the wings stuck to ass.
It didn't suck, but it's like, you know, like, I thought I was gonna come here. I was gonna be like blown away. They were delicious. They're fine, but it's like, I don't know what I was expecting. I'm looking like, you know, to go to Philly. You're supposed to get the best cheesesteak in the world. Philly, it's like, you
Yeah.
know, of course, you know, I mean, a cheesesteak's always gonna be fucking slapping, but it's like, and so it's like deep fried,
Slapping, ew.
deep fried. Where am I from? Deep fried wings. They're fine, but it's like, you know, I don't know what I was expecting. I thought I was gonna come here. I was gonna be like, you know, screaming from the rooftops or from wherever the fuck they have tops here. But it's fine. Everyone's very nice, so I do like it here in Buffalo. I thought it was close to your mommy's house, to your house, but apparently I'm like,
Oh no, it's like 6 hours from mommy's house.
I guess what, I can go to Niagara. Niagara Falls is like a 10-minute Uber from here.
Oh, well, you're not gonna go today. You're freaking hung over as shit,
Y'all
bitch.
jump in the water. Get out of
Okay,
here.
at this point, you should just
I
end
would
it.
skydive.
Just go see mommy.
I would leap. Yeah, I would leap off the side and fucking.
Say mommy.
Sitting and get eaten by a fucking bear.
Bitch.
That's.
Well, how was your 4th of July? Because we didn't see you guys last week, obviously, because it was a holiday. I drank like 5 days straight. Joey, I'm not kidding. I gained like 10 pounds. I look like a freaking whale.
I know, but it's temporary though. It's such a relaxing feeling to like just let it go, to say fuck it and just enjoy yourself. And do you know what I mean? Like, we're always so strict on ourselves. I'm not condoning being a
You
fucking
sound like a pervert.
a fat. Do I? What
A little bit.
are you wearing? Tell me
Yeah,
now. I want you to lower your pants.
you
Okay,
sound like a pedophile.
the haters, lower your panties.
Ew.
No, like it's such like we're always so strict on ourselves and stuff like that, especially during the holidays. And you're a hardworking, you're a mother. You have 12 kids. You run that whole fucking family, and like you work 20 jobs. You like, look, she needs a little treat. Soupy needs a little treat from time to time. Have a burger. You know,
Yeah, I guess.
eat the macaroni. Have the wine.
Have the
Luxurious
wine.
boat. Luxurious boat. Like, I haven't eaten anything since those shitty wings last night. But you know, I don't know, it's epic, so I can't eat anything.
Wait, so what did you do for July 4th? Did you have
Oh,
that party with the
it was
influencers, or is
my
that
part.
another time?
No, that was no. Oh my God, that's not till August. I was at
I'm
Lear's
so
office.
confused.
Lear had an office party, so she has Lear's a fancy business
Oh yeah,
lady,
that view was very beautiful.
very pretty. So she's a fancy business lady, and she has this beautiful office. So her company threw this party, and normally 4th of July, I like to The 4th of July, I always like to be in and depressed and like be a hermit under the covers, because it's like 2 days after mommy died, so it's like I always just like to be like by myself. And if I'm not like normally like at a beach or like at a pool. I know you invited me to your house, but I couldn't make it. If I'm not like at a
Yeah.
pool or a beach or something like that, like I don't want to like, you know, spend 4th of July in the bricks. It was called the Big Apple, and like New York
Yeah.
City. It's like I want to be like by fucking water. So it's like if it's not like, you know, like a full on like summer kiki, I don't want it. But I ended up going there. We did a lovely party. Poppy came with
Lovely party. Did Puppy get wasted?
he did. He not, they didn't get too far. I mean, they did get drunk. I forgot. I threw them in the
I love
car.
when Poppy gets wasted.
I know. He'll
He
be
looks
there.
like you.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What was, is it the President's holiday? Was it, is it America's birthday? What was that? Is that what it was?
4th of July is like Independence Day. No?
Independent from what? Were we independent? Were we part of Great Britain and then we broke up with them and we're like, but now we're independent. Now we're by ourselves.
I thought it means like we're free.
From what?
We have freedom.
I know, but like, what were we free?
Freedom reigns. I don't know.
That's me either. Do you think the Crusaders
know? I never listened
to
school.
Do you think any of the Crusaders know? They're probably some, one of them has to be a school teacher.
No, they have to know.
I think
it means our Independence Day.
I know, but I think if I had to write something down, like if I had a book report to do right now, and I had, like,
you had to explain what 4th of July is.
Yeah, I had to like write. I had to write.
I feel really bad.
Stories. I would say the 4th of July. I would say that I'm not certain, but I feel like we were part of Great Britain or like London or something, and then we snapped off, and now we're by ourselves.
Well, I shouldn't know this because I was adopted, that's my excuse. I thought Independence Day was we were free from the aliens. The aliens took over.
You know what? I want an Independence Day.
Remember the movie?
I want an Independence Day from fucking life. I want to be independent under these covers and not see anyone for fucking two fucking days.
You deserve that.
But I know the money's not the issue. I mean, I don't know. It probably cost me a grand if I want to. Not a grand. No, it costs like $500. Do you think I should just like move my flight to tomorrow? Because my whole family's gone. I don't have nowhere to be. I have nothing to do. Do you think I should just stay under the covers on this cozy blanket and move my flight to tomorrow morning? It's only gonna be like $75 and an extra room here at the Westin. Who knows what it's gonna fucking be?
Yeah, because like, do you have to be home to like do stuff?
No, Stuart's going away.
Then you can stay there and relax. Order freaking McDonald's and enjoy your day. Relaxing.
Cutest thing. And Crusaders, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, step your pussies up. Because this girl at the meet and greet this week, that me and Trish had a show, made these certain, you know, remember like not stickers, remember like pins, like, you know, the buttons, like that you pin on your jacket, your denim jacket and stuff.
Yeah.
She made the most thoughtful, sweetest, like over like 20 different ones. For me and for Trish, different ones. Mine had.
She did.
I'm just saying this. Like, I've never had one said, "I love Stuart."
Oh, Stuart.
No, and that's from what we call. So we call my boyfriend. It was like, oh my god, stop! And then
who was exposed.
And there was a picture of Wiggles on there that she like screen grabbed from a video. So Wiggles' face was there, and then there was one. She made a pin for you. She made it. It's like leopard, and it says, "Could I come in?" And it's like very cute. And she made.
Oh, cute.
She made.
Thanks, girl.
A picture of like one of the martinis I made, like the most thoughtful, sweet things. And I forget how sometimes that we are the Mother Teresa of the new world. Like
hot mess bitches.
We are Independence Day. Like you don't realize it, but like we give such joy and happiness to people just by being our fucking hot mess selves. Do you know what I mean? And in the meet and greets that we have, it's like these times, like everyone thinks to take a picture or not. No, these beautiful women say the nicest things, and like, I'm just an old fucking sappy lady, but it's like, it's like you fucking listen to us. Like, what are you? You have nothing better going on in your life.
I mean, especially today, but wait. And so, how do you feel? How do you feel about Gypsy Rose being pregnant?
Oh my god, bitch! I was just
wait. Her announcement was so dramatic. She's like, I'm pregnant, lemon
pie. Okay, question, Nicole.
Like, the way she talks and she, like, moves her head, it, like, bothers me.
She's on my last nerve. But like, do you think that
–
I'm not saying she got knocked up because of this, but you know she's hard up for her mind to keep up with her groovy lifestyle. She had a fucking full witness protection makeover. And
– yeah, I think she looks great. I love the hair.
I'm saying, you know, that one little fucking that little book she had in paying for you. You're a five-time New York Times bestseller, and you know, it's, I don't think she's, if that one little book she has, I don't think she's making all this bank. And I don't know if that new husband does, whatever, but she needs the coin. My question to you is, Snoopy, was this a People magazine thing, or like a cover story thing that she announced the pregnancy for? Because it looks like it, but I don't know.
Are you saying you think she got pregnant to get the news on her?
No, I don't think she got pregnant for. I think she got pregnant because she's cock hungry and she's just wants to get like loud all day long because she hasn't had it in 10 years. But I think that it was an incentive. Why not do it now? If People magazine, they pay me $75,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I could see it.
But I don't know if it was on. And
I don't even know who this boy is that she's with.
Did she date this guy before?
Yes.
This is her boo from prison before she got married to that slob.
See, I think once she got out of prison and she like saw who she was with, she was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Right?
100%. But the thing is, she was going with him in prison, but I don't think they can ever, I don't think, I'm sure they met and stuff was coming to prison. I don't think they were married, but she was dating him. One of the first boyfriends she had in prison.
Was he in prison or no?
Oh, no. That was that. Nick Godejohn is the one that killed Dee Dee Blanchard. He is there for life in prison, and she don't fuck with him nowhere. They're not friends. So she, yeah. So this guy's some random guy that she was dating while in prison, and I don't know what happened in the kid. I don't know what sparked the breakup for the two lovebirds in prison, but they broke up, and I don't know how long they dated for. I mean, I'm not a wizard. I don't know these all the answers. You can all Google it. But I think she really liked the idea of him because he was like, you know, hotter and like kind of the bad boy. And she just knew that there's like no like hope because she didn't know when she was getting out. I think, and she was like, there's no hope in sight. So I don't know why they broke up, but she ended up bringing up that. But I think he's the one that never got the boy that got away. And we all know the deal is fire with that slob kebab. But I think that was just for attention. But so I think she's always craved his peach because she never got to have it. And then so like as soon as she got out of prison, she's with this like that, you know, that guy, and she's like, you know, like he's snoring and fucking hoarding food and fucking annoying the shit out of him. That's what happened. And I think she just like, you know, was like, oh, just get me out of here. I mean, that was a lot. I've watched those Lifetime shows. He creeps me the fuck out. I mean, everything's just
he kind of looks like the mom.
You know.
Like the face, and like they have the same nose. So yeah. Creepy.
So I think she just finally was happy. I mean, again, like I think she's rushing into things, you know, like girl. But I think she only knows that from growing up. You know, am I Diane Sawyer? She only knows that from growing up because she's like, oh, she's only been like, you know, known to like do whatever her mother's told. Then in prison, she's only known to do and follow all the rules. And I think she's a rule follower. First and foremost, she was her whole life. And then, you know, one day she snapped. And then she's in prison. The prison guards had to fucking rule her. That whole time. And I think it's like, you know, now she just wants to like, just, she needs something, some control. So I don't think she can have that. Everyone says, you know, live, do you, bitch, do you boo, and like, and live for like 10 years on your own and figure yourself out. I don't think she knows how to do that. And she's not comfortable doing it. So I think she needs to always have something controlling or some sort of structure. Cause she's always been in this prison system. But
are you a therapist?
I just said, am I Diane Sawyer?
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, do you think she's going to invite you to the baby shower? Have you ever spoke to her?
No, because the things when she
like,
got
does she out, know who you
she
are?
Didn't, no.
Because I thought she was talking to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, she's talking to her. She talked to my fucking friend Claudia. She was with fucking all these fancy people. Like when she got out, like she like did the tour for the Lifetime thing, and I was shunned. I didn't get any.
She didn't go to Barstool.
No.
That is so rude.
That's when she had curls. She's
You're
so
her biggest
curly.
Fan.
She's got curly hair and silver teeth at that time. I don't think she was wearing cardigans. I was like, no. Now she's, you know, again, she's that Women's Protection Makeover. But, you know, I wish her the best, sis. But do you think she's going to name the baby their middle name, Dee Dee, after the late mother?
Stop. No.
I think it'd be funny.
Well, congratulations to Gypsy. We love you, bitch.
I also have a little, I'm also concerned for, not concerned, but if, I'm not sure if you know, but in court right now, Alec Baldwin is in court right now.
For shooting?
A trial for the gun that went off during his movie set, and then he shot the woman who passed away.
Yeah, what is
it? He is, it's called involuntary manslaughter, or I don't know what it is, manslaughter they're calling it. But I'm not, the whole situation is just unfortunate. I don't know if anyone in the right mind who would actually think that he would do that. Not because he's a celebrity or a person like that. It's like, he didn't know this woman.
You mean like on purpose?
Yeah, like there's no one in the right mind can think that that was on purpose, him murdering this woman.
Yeah, it's still fucked up, though. I mean, even if it wasn't
horrible,
he's still getting trouble.
I think he's
like so irresponsible.
Oh, 100%. I'm not picking sides. I don't think there's sides to pick. I just think the whole situation was unfortunate. But the fact that I didn't know like what he would be facing. I don't know how much it costs to kill someone. Like you know, as far as prison time, like I don't know like how it goes or what got, but I read somewhere that it was only going to be the prison sentence, the maximum he was looking at was be 18 months. I have a feeling that even if they don't give it to him, I think he's that kind of guy that would voluntarily just go because he feels horrible. And like he knows there's no way to repay him. 18 months of his life is like the smallest thing he can give. I think he feels horrible. I don't know him personally, but it's like, I would think he would feel horrible and like, would gladly go and do it if just to have some peace of mind with the Lord.
I mean, I think so. But speaking of murder, I'm watching Dexter.
Oh my God.
Have you ever watched Dexter?
I just started, but I felt I couldn't get through the first episode.
Bitch, it's so good.
You know why? Because the fucking bitch that works there is from White Chicks, and I've never seen her act anywhere else but from White Chicks, and it's like, I can't.
Which one?
The fucking the dark haired lady. She was one of the friends on from White Chicks, and I've never seen her act in anything else. And it's like, what is this bitch pretending to be here for?
Dexter's sister?
No, the lady, his friend, or like the other cop, the undercover cop that he works with.
Yeah, that's his sister, bitch.
That's his sister.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I only saw the first episode. I thought it was his love interest.
No, I'm telling you. No, I'm telling you, it gets so freaking good. She's an amazing actress. Like, you have to give it a chance.
You gotta give it a chance, my own.
But there's 8 seasons, and then it's coming back with Sarah Michelle Gellar. That's why I started binging it, because it's gonna be on Paramount. Like, Sarah Michelle Gellar's in it, and you know I'm obsessed with her. So, but Opal's working on it, so I'm super pumped. Maybe we can go and hang out with Bussy.
I already did that, bitch. You were in LA, and you didn't come.
Well, I mean, I met her before, but.
Oh. I remember. I was there at the party, and I was like,
"I remember."
She goes, "Oh my God, your friend's in the call." I said, "Yeah."
Oh, she's very nice. I have to say, she's very, very nice. And you know, just thinking of her as like an A-list celebrity, like she's just so freaking sweet.
She's still married to Freddie Prinze Jr. after all these moons.
Yeah,
I had such a crush on him.
I know. I wish she didn't age like that.
Wait, remember? What's the other girl's name? Jennifer Love Hewitt. When she goes, show yourself! Scream it. And scare your kids. Scream, show yourself.
Oh, from a...
What are you waiting for? I know what you did last summer.
The Crusaders probably have no idea what we're talking about because we're so old.
Oh my God. I'm going to write a book. I know what you ate last night, you fat bitch.
What did you eat?
Nothing. I had those hot wings. Those buffalo wings, which is like...
Oh, you didn't get drunk and like order McDonald's?
No, I got so fucking
boring.
And again, I was like, I didn't close this year. I don't know where I am. I'm like in the middle. There's Niagara Falls this way. Toronto's fucking for 5 minutes away. Like, I'm stranded here. I don't know where I am.
Wait, so what did you do last night after your show? You just went out?
We went to a gay bar.
Okay.
Me and Trish went to a gay bar with his cousin that was there. And then we get there and... You know how
you saw your puns.
You know how it goes. And then like no, we didn't, we specifically didn't tell the fans we were going because for I didn't I couldn't give my all to what would be that would be needed what would be needed. Like I was not being antisocial, but I was like, I didn't want to let people down by like not being there. And like, you know, I want to be, if I'm surrounded by all the fans, I want to like hang out and be cool and like, and give my time and do all that stuff. And I just needed to sit by myself. But I met all these fabulous people.
Oh, like you didn't want to perform?
Yeah. There's all these girls and gays and like, you know, straight people, the people that own this bar. So the bar was called 26 Bar. And I met the owners, this guy, Michael, and this other lady that runs it. What a nice hometown thing.
Did you get free drink?
Oh, I guess. I'm sure. Yeah.
Do they know who you were?
Yes, they did. And I felt like I was on Queer Eye. It was like, it's a heartwarming story. A small town. They were just.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
No, it was, because it's like this is a hometown gay bar, and it's like a community, and all these people come there to find, and everyone's like kept apologizing to me, saying, "Listen, like, oh my god, I know you're, you know, from like, you know, from near the Big Apple, New York City." It's like, no, this is just, you know, this isn't.
I know it's a small town.
I know it's a small bar. So, you know, it's all we have. And they kept up, everyone kept apologizing that there wasn't like, you know, it wasn't a New York City bar. I said, don't apologize for anything. This is what shapes you, people. I said, these are the stories that you're going to tell
your livelihood.
No, it is. Like, this is like what's going to shape you and what defines your character growing up. All these times that you came here and you were able to find a safe space to be yourself and fucking figure out who you are and express yourself.
Aww.
And I was like, it's like, this is the fucking coolest thing ever. I said, it's like, this is your spot. Never apologize for it not being something comparable to a different city. I said, this is fucking lit. And no one else in the world has what you guys have here. And I literally feel like I was Oprah going
lit.
There. Or what's the lady's name from the princess? Kate Middleton. I felt it was like Kate Middleton blessing the children.
Ew, and you're probably so drunk that you really thought it.
Oh my god. And I was doing speech.
Ew.
I was holding hands with girls right saying, this is your time. Oh my, and I met some, oh my god, I was doing it to everyone.
You probably thought you were mentoring. I hate you.
No.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, Brittany. She was dating one of the housekeepers or something. Or a groundskeeper at her home, but then she just wrote him off on the list. So no entry from the security guards. He can't come over there anymore. But I think she was just getting that good D. He's like, he looks like a big like a not a plumber, like a construction worker that would like, you know, like tear her little kitty up. What did I want to tell you?
That you're a hot mess.
No, I mean,
everybody better pull your tickets because this is going to be the show, basically. Me and Joey, we have like a nice glass of wine before we get ready, and then we're drinking on stage with you bitches. So everybody has to like come. Well, pregame first, go to happy hour, get drinks, and then you get wasted with us. So shout out to everyone that came to Ben Salem in Pennsylvania. Everyone was so much freaking fun. And then when we were walking off stage because we were getting kicked off, me and Joey would have stayed up there for 3 hours. Everyone didn't want us to leave. They were like, "No,
right."
Long Island was great when we went to Long Island, Paramount. Yeah. So much fun.
Also, all do their hair so nice and dress so nice. I'm like, and I mean, you.
We look like slob kebabs.
Slob kebabs, exactly. It's like these girls like get so dressed up to see us. I was like, oh my god,
so pretty. And every time we see people, we're like, oh my god, you're beautiful.
Like the dating pool, it must be so nice.
So many girls.
It's after, they girls nowadays. I mean, I think they always took care of themselves, but especially now more than ever, they have like. They have access to like things we didn't have back then, like, you know, good hair extensions and hair colors and like You can buy sassy outfits anywhere online and just order it from wherever. Like back in the day, like we had to go in the mall and pray that we found something that fucking fit us, number one. And number two is like that we could fucking afford. And then getting your hair done was like $1 million back then. It's like, do you remember? It's like, you know, it took so long. It was such a hassle to look good. Now everyone just looks like fucking hot all the time.
Well, everyone like really knows how to do their makeup now. Yes. Back in the day, like my makeup was horrendous if you didn't do it. Like disgusting.
Crusaders,
I look so trash.
You know, when you go to a hotel and you check in, and especially if it's like a fancy hotel, and they welcome you with like fucking a glass of champagne or like a tea, and they're like, "Oh, let me grab your bags, Mr. Pelosi," and like, "Let me write this way, Miss Belian," and they like
Belian.
Bring you upstairs and like all those things, like anything, we're at your disposal, anything you need. And the second that, like right now, there was someone banging on the door, like they were the fucking feds. It's a cleaning lady's coming, saying, "No, I'm supposed to check out at 2 o'clock." Like,
oh my god, I hate that.
That's what I mean.
Wait, so that means you have to pay for the room for the night.
Checking out, they start banging on the door like a shakedown, like it's like a fucking a raid, like slamming on the door and like banging pots and pans around the outside your door. It's
so annoying.
There's no the exit strategy at a hotel is not.
Well, that gives me anxiety because every time, you know, we go to these like events and, you know, we're like drinking and then we wake up, we're hungover. Like, I don't need a cleaning lady banging on my fucking door telling me to leave. Like, I'm dying. Give me a second, ma'am.
Yeah, it's not about the money. Go clean someone else's room and then we'll call you when we're ready.
Literally, like, leave me alone.
Stop the cleaning ladies that are listening right now. Do me a cleaning lady fans.
Like, I love you and I'll give you a tip, but leave me the fuck alone. I'm dying. I. What do you want me to do?
I think when you get lost in the abyss and Gianni was calling you, they started banging my door. I said, just a minute.
Hold on.
And I always think if they come in, like, if I, like, don't answer the door because, like, I don't feel like doing it, they come in and they see me nude.
Ew.
Yeah, I have nothing to do this week. Actually, my best friend Jamie and Michelle want to go down to the city, but now, like, so hungover from, like, drinking till 10 a.m. Now that I'm, like, I don't know if I want to hang out, but they want to come. I think my friends are coming in from Jersey on Saturday. I have to go. We're going to go do something.
You?
Oh, Nicole.
My God, there's so many people texting me. I can't.
Oh, I went to a fancy influencer party the other night with all ultimate celebrities. I was hanging out with the Real Housewives and hanging out with my friend Hannah Berner. She had a new special out right now. If you love comedy, Hannah Berner's special's on Netflix. It was the funniest thing ever. But I ran into people from everywhere, right? from MTV. I was there. A bunch of people from The Challenge were there. It was, you know, it's a bunch of us influencers, but that was a lovely time.
Who was there from The Challenge? I love The Challenge.
Paulie Calvecchio. Paulie Calafiore.
Not from The Challenge.
What was he from?
Paulie Del Vecchio? Are you
not
serious?
Paulie Del Vecchio, you sick bitch. Paulie Calafiore.
Oh, it's not like you said Paulie Del Vecchio, moron.
I probably said that in the beginning part. Paulie Calafiore, he was on our Tattoo Far show with Karen Maria.
Oh my God, she's so hot. Yes.
Yeah. And he's like, oh my God. I never got to hang out with you. So I know we always were talking over, like, because remember they kept me sequestered in that, and we had to, like, we couldn't see the talent at that show.
Oh yeah, that show was so drama. All right, well this has been lovely. This has been amazing.
Yeah, the cops are knocking on my door to get me out of here. No, okay.
Wait, what are you gonna do? What's your plan? Are you gonna stay another night?
Okay, let's do this together, everyone. This is why we're all such good friends. Let me see. Like,
are we debating here?
What's this? Let me go to.
If I were you, you had nowhere to go. You're just gonna go home and rest anyway. I would just stay, so I feel better when I, you know, but traveling. There's nothing worse than freaking traveling hungover and with the anxiety.
It would be the most relaxing thing because I have nothing to do tomorrow. It's like I would just love to, like, and it's already 1:40.
Yeah, last time I had anxiety, I was at the bar at 9:30 a.m. and I had to order a martini because I was dying.
Do you know what I mean? Like, after
not a fan.
After our lifestyles and traveling, and we have to shirt national campaign this week, and then we have to travel to near and far, there and here and there.
We are just globetrotters.
I need a little me time.
Amen, sister.
Well, Crusaders, listen up, bitch. I need you to go to linktree.com. Go to Snoopy's link and click on all the things. St. George Theater, Staten Island, this Thursday. Please come support our small business. I want you to dress up the biggest squidettes and bring us chicken cutlets.
Yeah, sweet drama.
Someone please bring us good food and chicken cutlets and bring us presents and
let no, well, someone bring me fried boyfriend. Pickles. I really want fried pickles.
And bring your hot boyfriends, like your thick, delicious Guido boyfriends. Bring all them so I can touch them during the meet and greet. And are we doing the meet and greet? I don't think we are.
I don't know. I think so.
I don't know. Well, hopefully, that'd be nice if we were. They don't tell us anything. They just make us come. But yeah, bring your mom. Bring alcohol, like in your snurb. Like get those tampons, those fake tampons from Amazon. Just fill them up with vodka, and then stick the fake tampons up your snurb, and then do shots during the show.
Oh yeah, that'll get you really drunk, bitches.
Yeah, or soak a tampon in grain alcohol and stick that in your asshole. But come, please act up, support our small business. Poppy will probably be there.
We're not going to talk to you until we see you at the fucking show. So get your tickets and we'll see you there, bitches.
So St. George Theater this Thursday. Friday is Big Night Live in Staten Island. And then there's an after party at Memoir that Snoopy
after party.
Is hosting. So I mean, it's basically me and Snoopy are going to be sitting in the DJ booth embarrassing ourselves and, you know, kicking with all yous.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good time. But we want to say thank you for listening to our program. Thank you for supporting our small business. And chin up, panties down, girls. Everything's going to be just fine. I'm going to go change my flight, go back under the covers, and lock the door.
It's happening! It's happening.